Larry, it looks like the number of dead tops 30. That's confirmed to us by the sheriff there, Sheriff Jack Stevens. Really grisly scene at St. Rita's nursing home. The nursing home apparently had about 80 to 100 patients. The sheriff said he thinks somewhere between 40 and 50 were actually evacuated safely, and it's unclear why the remaining 30-plus, in his words, were not evacuated. Many theories abound, and we've heard all of them. It's unclear if staffers died along with some of the elderly patients in their care, or maybe the staffers left, or anybody who could get out left and left behind some of the patients who could not. So none of those things have been confirmed. The story of what happened is still really unclear, but the way it looks, oh, it's absolutely terrible, just devastated, decimated. Still looks like a nursing home plunked in a river. I mean, it's just covered in water still, probably about 3 feet high, I would guess. And you can tell by the debris that's on top of the cars in the parking lot, the water came up at least 8 feet. The DMORT teams, which are helping in the recovery of the bodies, they were on the scene today with a big refrigerator truck, bringing about half, in their estimation, of the bodies out. And then they're going to bring them to the morgue and continue to process them and hopefully eventually get the remains off to the family members.
Is St. Bernard Parish right in, is it like a suburb?
It is. It's one of the parishes right outside the city, so very close. And there was one parish, Jefferson Parish, that wasn't as badly hurt, and they've been ferrying, literally getting on a ferry and bringing supplies and men and help and clothes and food and everything to this parish because they have lost everything. I mean, I asked one of the deputies to estimate, if he could, how much damage do you think? What percentage of your community was damaged and ruined? And he said, I would put that number at 100%. It is the worst of the worst.